Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coastal Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. We're asking, you know, LeBron James. We played the soundbite. He thinks we're, especially in basketball, and football, too ring obsessed when evaluating players, separating greatness because of rings, and sometimes they're in situation. And he's not talking about himself because he's actually won some.
Right, but what is he? Who is he compared to?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest of all time,
right.
Jordan.
Right,
and where does he come up short? In a lot of ways, but championship rings.
Right.
And so it's not surprising he would say, oh, well,
by the way, we're
too many.
I think that's an overblown problem. You know, when they compare the LeBron, Jordan. LeBron's been to what? How many finals? 10? Okay. So to me, that's just as impressive as getting the 6. Even granted, he's 6-0. And there are some people that believe that Montana is better than Brady because he never lost. But I'm sorry. You know, to me, that's different. All right.
Ask Edmonton. How's it feel?
Okay, I know. We'll get to that in a second. So let's read the ticket text. Kevin Durant got a few rings, never earned it. Okay, I get that.
Well, that's not the question.
I know. I think you can look at this in reverse as well. Just because Eli has 2 rings and Joe Flacco has 1 ring does not mean that they should be in conversation as some of the other greats that don't have any rings, Nick and Ferndale. I totally agree with that.
There's outliers, and in any discussion, there's going to be outliers.
Yeah. LeBron is such a phony. Basketball is the sport that is most impacted by one player, especially with how refs call the game. Jason at home.
Yes.
John is too young to be old man stubborn.
To be old man stubborn.
Yeah. Who's better, Trent Dilfer or Dan Marino? Only one has a ring. We get it. Jeff and Troy says, my ex-girlfriend was obsessed with the ring. All right, James in Southfield, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, Sonia. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Listen, I think we are missing the as far as the public being able to assess why a ring is so important, especially the media. I think we're missing the variable of the team owner. The team owner, if they're not pushing that envelope to win championships and allowing the top player to get the surrounding team necessary to win, I think that plays in the equation and needs to be evaluated, i.e. Joe Burrow and Cincinnati. It's a perfect example.
Well, that's a great point.
Yes.
It's a great point. You could argue that in the years where the Ford family didn't do a great job, but Barry and, to a lesser extent, Calvin was affected by ownership. You could definitely make that point.
Well, and it goes with, why do they add players? And yes, you would think it's to win championships, mm-hmm. but when I was with the Washington football team, we had tremendous players. We had Hall of Fame players. They went out in my second year and signed Mark Carrier, Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, Jeff George.
But they all had ARP memberships, though.
Right, they did. But my point is, they were trying to sell tickets. They were trying to sell jerseys versus winning championships. And we ended up with six coaches in 10 years.
Yeah.
Not conducive to winning championships. And you look at all of these teams and these great players. Yes, ownership is one of the factors that can play into it.
Right. So last night, I ran into some people that I know, and they were having a discussion, and they asked me for my opinion. And, you know, one of them was, he didn't live here, but he was visiting his girlfriend, and, you know, anyway. So they asked the question, who are the top five current athletes, team sports?
Right.
Okay, because they always say, who's the greatest golfer never to win a major? Anyway, who's the current athletes, okay, not to have a ring? And it basically, I think it was triggered by Connor McDavid.
Sure. Yes. It starts with him.
So, and there are tons of them. So here's my top five at 248-539-9797. And I'm going to try to, I purposely did one for each team sport. So at least.
Oh, and you want to be all inclusive.
I want to be all inclusive. Okay. Number one, and this is in no particular order. So I have Connor McDavid. What?
Sorry. Inside joke between Greg and I.
Okay.
Voices in my head.
Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and even a guy who I really don't like, James Harden. He was an MVP. To me, those, that's my top five current athletes.
Okay.
Not to have won a ring.
All right, ours are not very different. Mm-hmm. I have a slightly different order.
Mm-hmm.
Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
I have Aaron Judge, 3.
Okay.
Mike Trout, 4. And some of that is the injuries that Mike Trout has had is not as impactful, but there's no question how great he is and has been. My number 5 is not James Harden. My number 5 is Josh Allen. He's younger. Hasn't had as many bites at the apple. He's had plenty of bites at the apple.
Yeah.
James Harden is just, you know, he's older than Josh Allen. But I think Josh Allen is that guy. He's also rating MVP, but is an MVP. And so that's why I put him at 5.
Okay. So you have him. Yes. There are some others I'm not going to give away that I really see.
Oh, there's plenty of others. It's one guy that might win one tonight.
Well, yeah, I should have played this, excluding SGA.
Right.
Because
he might.
Yeah, he might get one tonight.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. If not tonight, then in game
was
7.
Sunday? Or, yeah, I think it's Sunday's.
Maybe excluding Tyrese Halliburton, too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
I wouldn't put him
on the greatest. No, he's a really good player. I don't. Yeah. Or maybe great, but he's not a.
Killian Hayes would still be eligible, Stoney.
Yes. I know.
You think Killian Hayes would have made that shot in game 1?
No. No, I don't.
You're just poking the bear right now.
I know. I mean, please.
We're going to go down a rabbit hole right now. His app is just exploding.
Yes. Actually, one of the guys that some people might put on that list could have been part of that app that the Pistons could have gotten.
Yeah.
Devin Booker. Somebody might say he's one of the.
Yes, he's not won a championship.
No, he has
he's
not.
He's had some great performances.
Yes, he has. 248-539-9797. Greg, do you have a list or a...
Somebody that's not on our list that you think should be?
No, I see Luka Doncic on a lot of lists, but...
Yep. He's so young.
Yeah, and he's also... Look, I know he made a finals last year, mm-hmm. but to me, there is an element of... You still got some ways to go, but like... He's been an MVP favorite preseason last couple of years and has not been anywhere near that. He hasn't been in the MVP discussion at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I feel like Luka's got a long way to go.
I think he was in that discussion this year until he got hurt. And then, you know, that injury and then obviously the trade removed him from that discussion.
Yeah. The other people that I considered, okay, is another guy who I don't personally like. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is definitely on that list, and he's played for a long time.
Yeah. Damian Lillard's on that list, I think, and mm-hmm. I like the way he plays. Jimmy Butler. He's really good, but he's destructive.
Yeah, I mean you go. I mean you could stay with the Oilers and go with Leon Draisaitl.
That's true. You could absolutely. You could stay with hockey and go Austin Matthews. Has he been there that as long? Pretty close to McDavid,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I had to find somebody from my hometown. Bryce Harper.
What was the last Phillies World Series?
Philly World Series was 2000. No, 98.
Was their first?
Oh, 08. Yeah. And he won. And then he leaves Nat Washington to go to Philly, and then they win.
Then they win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like the opposite of Stafford.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, I mean, and some of them are a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On this list, because you could talk about the Ant-Man.
Right.
I'm not going to put him on this. He's kind of in that Luka Doncic category.
Yes.
Where if this goes another 2, 3, 4 years mm-hmm. down the road, because they are so young, and I think, wasn't Luka still on that top, 25, yeah. under 25?
Yeah.
There's a quarterback who has been to the big dance, has not won it.
Yeah.
But when we come back, I'll let you know who that is.
He was mentioned a few minutes ago, actually.
Yes, he was.
Yes. All right. 97 won the ticket.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it's personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Heather off, Jim Costa off, the Gov off, is stuck with me.
Uh-huh. It's not a consolation prize.
Oh, thank you.
That's a win.
Thank you very much. Dinner last night, and people I was talking to asked who I think the 5 best players currently in sports without a championship are. We're talking team sports. So we asked you your top five. We have some ticker texts. Top five without a ring, Josh Allen, the quarterback that you're about to mention.
Joe Burrow.
Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's played long enough to qualify for, in my mind, but
he's probably in that category of guys that we've been talking about with.
He's only really had, what, 3 full years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Connor McDavid and Chris Paul. Somebody else. Zizza in a truck. Gibbs, Laporta, Goff, Kirby, and Branch. love the positivity. We're looking at current athletes. So Calvin and Allen Iverson don't fit. Somebody else texted in. John in Florida. Hey, guys. Top current athletes who have not won a ring. Josh Allen, TJ Watt, Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Miles Garrett.
Yeah, Miles Garrett. I mean, what, 2-time defensive MVP?
Something like that.
Yeah. And I've got a couple other guys that are kind of in that Miles Garrett category.
Okay.
That I'll share after we go through some of these texts.
Okay. Football is different because, you know, talking about being, are we ring obsessed? Football is different. Quarterback is the only position that matters in rings. Discussion on best running back or wide receiver don't usually involve rings.
So I have a couple of guys that are in those categories that don't have a ring, that don't raise to the same level as
a quarterback.
A quarterback.
Yeah. Somebody just says Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Top five in no particular order. And this one has a really interesting one that you will love. Connor McDavid, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Mike Trout, and Trent Williams.
So Trent Williams was at Washington, never won one. He's in San Francisco. He's been there but hasn't won it.
Right, and he's elite.
Yes, yes, he is elite.
It's thinking outside the box. That's from Eli, the cameraman.
Okay, so here's a couple of guys that I believe are elite, and some have played for a long time. Defensive lineman. Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
No one is ever going to talk about I don't think a defensive tackle about not having the amount. That's why this whole discussion, it's not fair.
Right.
But no one cares about being fair. As a receiver, younger, and I believe he's now playing for a team that is going to up his odds, DeAndre Hopkins. Played for Tennessee for a long time and just
Chiefs last year.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, hey, it's a guy that could get one. And here's another one that no one ever mentions, but I believe he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And as a guy that has been dominant at his position, continues to be dominant at his position, top three, I think you could argue top three. In every season that he has been in the NFL, and at times, there's a stretch where he is the best at what he does.
George Kittle?
No. No, but that would fall into the Trent Williams category.
Yeah.
No. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about what he is doing at the running back position, especially at his age. And we just signed a new deal, refreshed a new deal with Baltimore and spent so many years and at one point was number one seed in the AFC when he was with Tennessee.
Right.
But it's never won a championship.
No. And they just got better yesterday, actually.
Yes. The Jair Alexander. Signed, released from Green Bay.
Yeah.
Another opponent that the Lions will play.
I know. Now, look, shows you what, now I don't know how much he had involved. I know Lamar spoke out a couple days before and then they signed him because they played together in Louisville.
Right. So. Yes. Well, and he's still a good player. I don't think he's at peak Jair Alexander.
Right, which is why the Ravens basically signed him to a 1-year, $6 million contract.
Yeah, it's pennies.
Yes. If you are thinking about going to Comerica Park, the weather is iffy for the first game. I mean, they'll play, but don't be surprised if there's a little delay.
Yeah, there might not be a short show today.
Right.
For is it Karsher Anderson?
Yes, it's, and he's supposed to be at gate A, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think there'll be a gate A. No. But yeah, I mean, I hate it when it ruins a short show for those guys.
Yeah, I know.
It just makes me weep.
I know. I actually got to experience it for the first time a few weeks, about last month.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good for you. How did it feel?
Yeah, it was only like a half hour, but it was good.
Still, it's kind of a little, it's a little treat.
I got it off my bucket list.
The short show.
The short show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think once I had a short show at the old station when the Pistons played like on MLK Day.
Oh, but like you were doing an afternoon show.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
So it was still a short show. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Anyway, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. AJ Hinch will join us at 8 o'clock, and we'll discuss the possibility and why Scooble and Skeens will not be meeting.
Mm-hmm. And we'll still take your ticket texts and calls for the greatest current athletes that are still playing in a team sport. Mm-hmm. That has not won a championship. Stoney and I both gave our lists, and not a lot of variance in the top five.
No.
Everybody, you know, texts in or calls in with a possible candidate every once in a while.
Yeah.
We'll continue to take your texts on that. Mine, just Connor McDavid, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, and Josh Allen. You had basically the same four guys.
I had James Harden instead of Josh Allen.
Yeah. But we're going to shift gears here just a little bit. We'll mm-hmm. still take your calls, your texts. We're going to talk about teenagers for a moment.
Oh, I remember those.
Ugh. And I know this one piqued the interest of Greg Hargrave behind the glass, so we're going to bring him in on this one as well. And what I'm asking here is, there's no doubt that we love our kids, love them dearly. We'll do anything for them. Mm-hmm. But at a certain age, and it's generally in that 13 to 18, 19 age range where it feels like they lose all sense of common sense and reality. And by that, I mean when one of your children who is, I don't know, 7 or 8, let's just use this as an example, they leave a door open. You kind of think, all right, they're still learning. They do it as teenagers, and it just lights a fire under you as a parent because they should know better, but their awareness, the self-awareness, their common sense. I don't know what happens as teenagers, but they lose all of it. What is it your teenager, even though you love them, they do this on a regular basis. You've told them time and time again, but it just lights a fire under you and makes you mad. And I kind of used one there, and it happens regularly, but it's highlighted when it feels like it's 100 degrees outside. And we're approaching that this weekend, the heat index. Our garage, as most garages do, heats up throughout the course of the day. Mm-hmm. You try and leave the garage door open a little bit, let a little heat out, but kids go out to the garage. Whether it's to go get something out of the fridge that's in the garage, maybe it's a drink, maybe because you made them take the trash out, they're taking the trash out, but they leave the door open. And the heat feels like it's just blowing into the house, AC blowing out. It drives me crazy, yet it happens, seems like, on a daily basis. They forget to close the door. How can you forget to close the door? It drives me nuts. What is it your kids do that drive you nuts?
248-539-9797. In my situation, I think I drive them and my wife nuts more than the other way around.
Oh, you're the teenager. You never grew out of the teenage years?
There are times where I'll forget to, like, shut the garage door on the way out. You know, forget to push the button on the garage door.
Or open the garage door when you're watching a Michigan State-Ohio State basketball game.
Yeah. We went through that once before.
Why is Dad sleepy?
Yeah. the fact that I, at least once a week, I can't find my wallet or my phone or my AirPods. So I can't figure out I'll drive certain places where I think I left them, and then it's in the car anyway, even though I've looked already.
It's right in front of you.
Yeah, because it's like my wallet is black, and my you know, the exterior, the interior of the car, and the carpet and the floor mat is black, and I'll look and I can't see it.
Yes.
So I decided I need, like, for my phone, I got a new case, so it's red. So I
can see it better. You need to go Hunter Orange.
Yes, I drive my kids and my wife more crazy than the other way. However, there is one thing that my kids do. You have, you know, you have your recyclable trash, and you have your regular trash.
Oh my goodness!
And when it, they'll leave the recyclable stuff out for me, usually, or sometimes Cindy, to take it and put it in the garage and put it away.
Yeah.
To take the trash that's sitting there. It's like, wait, you have legs.
Yes.
You can do it yourself. Why are you asking me? Why are you leaving it for somebody? Yeah. Not even asking, Dad, can you take put this in a recyclable?
Right.
No. Yeah. They just assume that we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And of course we do.
Yeah. Right outside the garage door.
Yeah.
You know, they may not leave the trash. They may take that to the trash can.
Yeah.
But the boxes? Like, why is there a pile of boxes here when you could take it to the recycle bin? Or you could break them down and put it in the recycling bin. It's unbelievable.
All right, 248-539-9797.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we have some a voluminous amount of ticket texts.
Uh-huh.
But let's hear from Greg Hargrave first. Father of a teenager.
Uh-huh.
Greg, what bugs you the most about your teenagers?
Well, no longer a teenager. She is now 21.
Oh, wow.
There's a long list, and I've got a longer list than I had of the college football records that won't be broken. So a lot of these are... I have seen things similar on the ticket text, so I don't want to touch that. But here's one, especially when you have, and John, you know this, and we've talked about this, when you have a little bit of a half-generation gap between your older kids and your younger kids.
Yes.
They come out of the room, walk not 10 feet from their room, and ask, where's Teddy? If they had walked 20, 25 feet, they would see Teddy's playing in the family room.
Right.
Teddy's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They would know that. Like, all they got to do is take a little bit more effort,
yep,
and you'll find out.
Yep. It's the questions, like the question of itself, like, oh, I'm glad you're interested, but why should I have to tell you? And we talked about this one earlier today. So, and I'm sure this one's on the ticket text. So I'm sorry to maybe steal this one. The dishwasher. How many times is the dishwasher done? And we have a light on our dishwasher that it's yellow when the dishwasher is running, or it's white when it's done. But when you open it up, the light goes off, and now you don't know if it's clean or if it's dirty. They'll open it up and take the one dish that they need, close it, and then think Lisa or I or the dishwasher put away dishes fairy is going to come and put those dishes away. It literally takes less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But they take the one dish, and then when they're done with it, they'll put it in the sink and not empty the dishwasher. Or dishwasher's dirty, and that one dish goes in the sink instead of putting it in the dishwasher. It drives me bonkers.
But do they load the dishwasher properly?
Well, that's another argument. Yeah, that's another topic.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. No, they don't. No, they don't.
All right, here's some ticket texts. I have a 16-year-old boy. I want to kill Jim on a daily basis right now. No sense of time and priority of tasks.
Yes. Just total no perspective on on time or effort.
Mm-hmm. To sum it up succinctly, no attention to detail.
Correct.
Devel from Madison Heights. One thing that kids will do that drive me nuts is they never put anything back where they found it. I don't mind them using whatever it is, but please, please, please put it back exactly where you found it. This is especially important to me because I am totally blind. And when you move a thing from where I normally keep it, it will take me forever and a day to find it.
Yeah. Now at that point, you're trying to wondering, is this a lack of effort or are they playing a joke on me?
Yeah, really.
Where's the remote?
Door wall.
I guess you can't see, though. Why would you watch TV?
6-year-old refused to close the door wall. Well, he's 6 years old. AC blasting out of the house through the screen. She's six, so she has time before I light her up.
There you go. That's it. It's when Teddy goes out the screen door and doesn't close the screen door or the sliding door.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's three.
He doesn't open the door, just busts through it like
right.
Kool-Aid,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
The kid's inability to check the dishwasher, see if it's clean, dirty dishes are empty. They just stack dishes in the sink. From American Detroit, the list of kid annoyances is fairly long. However, leaving a half bottle of water everywhere tops the list.
Oh, it's the cost of the water, but then or a Gatorade that is half drank. But then they leave it on the end table, on the coffee table.
Put it back to the refrigerator.
Table. Yeah, put it or drink it.
Yeah.
I mean, you open it up for a reason.
I get excited when my son wants to build something or start a project but doesn't finish or put anything away when he's done. That's John Sterling Heights.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a problem with them using my tools because they just won't put them away.
My 22-year-old daughter has never turned the lights off in her entire life. That's from Mark in Goshen.
Yes.
When I was a kid and would leave the lights on, you know, my mother used to say, "What do you think, we work for the electric company?"
This happens sometimes when I'll get back late from a game. And, you know, like with Lisa and Teddy, they'll go to bed early because Teddy's bedtime is earlier. And the kids will be up late. I'll come home at, you know, 1 a.m. and literally almost every light in the house is on. Are you kidding me?
Let's see. Drives me crazy when they bar the truck and didn't put the keys back on the hook and then didn't remember where they left them.
Mm-hmm.
My teen daughters, when the toilet paper runs out, instead of taking out the empty roll and replace it with new roll, they simply just set a new roll on top of the empty roll. Kills me.
Right. How hard is it to take the little piece of cardboard off?
Yeah. My daughter does that. One of my daughters does that occasionally. When my daughter touches the thermostat, especially during the wintertime, the house turns into a sauna. Yeah, I get that too.
And if I can, just really quick, the opposite of that,
mm-hmm.
In the summertime, we have had woken up to the thermostat set at 60. And my daughter wakes up, gets out of the gets out of her room and says, "Whew, it's cold." Yeah, that's what happens. Next day, my wife writes a note on the thermostat. If you are not paying the electric bill, you are not allowed to touch it.
Not allowed to touch it. There you go.
That's like the same thing as mine.
Yeah.
Almost. Let's go to Kyle in Canton.
Good What's morning, up, Kyle? How you doing?
Hey, morning, boys. Doing good, thanks. I second everything you just said. All of that is part of this scenario. But my daughter and my son, they have their own. She believes that gathering all the clothes up in her room and taking them and throwing them in the laundry is cleaning her room. So just like taking all of this work in one moment and throwing it in the laundry for 3 hours worth of laundry, oh, that's where all the towels were. So it's just absolutely amazing. Your girl walking around looking like $1 million can have a room that looks like a dollar. I don't know.
I'm with you.
I can't.
Especially you put that load of laundry in their room, or they do, and it just sits there, and then you're actually washing clean clothes because they just refuse to put them away, and you have no idea which ones are clean or which ones are dirty.
Yeah, but the wife, you find a folded shirt in a dirty pile, and there's a problem, and that's been the problem. That's happened a couple times.
Yep.
That'll happen. That's a good point.
Yeah. So the fix that I have for that one is all my kids play sports. So every kid has something that they love to do.
Right.
I will, and they know this. I've told them. They've been pre-warned. Jack and Ellie both have softball tournaments and games starting today. When I get home, I will walk into their room. If it is not cleaned, I will wait until about 15 minutes before they have to leave, and I will tell them, if your room's not cleaned, we are not going. You want to talk about scrambling at that point to clean their room. And they know it ahead of time. Hey, if your room's not clean, you don't get to go to baseball. You don't get to go to softball. That's the privilege. The responsibility is keeping your room clean.
You have lengthy travel tournaments this weekend? Or?
Jack is, thank goodness for good team parents, and shout out to the Compos. They are taking Jack because he is in Bowling Green, in Findlay, Ohio, and in Toledo all weekend long. Uh-huh. Ellie is a little bit closer in Northville, but it's also the same weekend that Ruby has her graduation party.
Oh.
So, yes, it's scrambling.
So you're actually letting your son go to Ohio?
He is going.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's why you're not going.
I have a rule. I will go to that state
right.
if it's for work or if it's for a scheduled kid activity. But there are rules when that happens. Full tank of gas before you leave the state.
Right.
Full cooler before you leave the state because you don't contribute to their economy.
Oh, my God.
You can never trust.
You're like Woody Hayes. Did it the opposite.
So be it. Or drive around, if possible.
I know. Go through Indiana, even if it takes you an extra hour. I get it.
It's literally like 15 minutes.
I know. 97 won the ticket.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, really your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They got the inside knowledge, the inside scoop. They've worked for them. They are prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can give them a call at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Two 248-539-9797. Still have a lot of ticket texts here to get to. The annoying things your teenage kids do to you, and sometimes they're even older kids than that. When they leave every light in the house on.
Yes.
This is Matt in Canton. I asked my 15-year-old to take the kitchen trash out to the can outside. He removed the trash bag from the kitchen and walked outside to the trash can and set it right beside the can. Decided that opening the lid and putting the trash inside the can was too difficult.
And then probably didn't put a new trash bag mm-hmm. in the can.
Yes.
Just got to go that one step further, man.
Yeah. Yes.
Finish the job. Be a finisher.
Yes. How about living with your sister who refuses to drink tap water, so you have to go out and buy her a bottle of water right on an article? Article 3 weeks ago said that 70% of bottled water is just tap water. It just bugs me when she has no sense of trying to save money.
Well, that's when you take all those half-drank water bottles and you fill them up with tap water and put them back.
Yeah. Well, then I think I was listening to you guys. Heather has a particular brand of bottled water she likes. They all taste the same.
I'm with you on that, and that's what I said at the time. Yeah. Like, there's none of them that taste different.
Shoes at the front door. The kids always take them off, but instead of putting them in the mudroom, they have them blocking the front door. When I was a kid, my dad would throw them down the clothes chute, so we had to go to the basement and get your shoes.
God, what I wouldn't do for a clothes chute there.
We have one.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Implement this.
We're not shoes off people. I mean,
oh, you just walk through the house with shoes on?
Unless they're muddy or whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's like if people come over, I don't make people take off their shoes.
We don't generally either, but we don't have carpet on the first floor, right. So it's a little easier.
Yeah. In the early 80s, my brother and sisters would never mix a new gallon of Kool-Aid. They would put the almost empty jug back in the refrigerator with about an inch of Kool-Aid on the bottom.
Oh, yeah. This is one that drives my wife nuts. It's the cereal box that has maybe 3 or 4 cornflakes left
yes,
in it.
Yes, I know.
It gets back into the pantry, and then you don't know that it's empty. So when you go to the store, you're assuming that there's still cereal in that box or that there's milk in the empty milk carton that's in the fridge.
It's the plausible deniability. The rule is you replace it or get rid of it when you don't finish it.
Right.
Didn't finish it.
Right.
Never shut the TV off. Other than that, I love them.
Yes, TV on all night long.
Had 3 boys. When they ran out of shampoo, they would grab mine and not put it back. So I'm in the shower without shampoo. Got to stop to get it from their bathroom. Very irritating. That's from Brian and White Lake. Mm-hmm. John, fuel tank of gas before you leave Michigan? You're nuts. Ohio has cheaper gas. If you're headed to Findlay this weekend, stop in North Baltimore just before Findlay. Cheap gas.
I'd rather that money stay local.
Indiana is just skinny Ohio.
I'll remove myself from any more detrimental Ohio comments.
My 15-year-old told me that every single kid she knows is fully relying on ChatGPT to do their schoolwork for them. As she put it, their entire generation is, quote, low-key cooked. That's from Mark and
low-key, yes. It's a new language. They're low-key cooked, yes.
I don't know that one.
Well, yeah. Well, there's not enough time to explain it. But yes, it's a language that if you sit down and think about it enough, you can figure out what they're saying. Yeah. But in the moment, you have no idea.
Cooked is a very polarizing adjective because it can mean something very good. Like, oh man, season 2 of Andor cooked.
Right.
Right. That's something that's awesome. Or it can be, oh man, we have no chance.
Yeah,
this generation's cooked.
Yes.
Right. That's the way I took it as cooked meaning it's over.
Oh,
like the,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Low key can be on the down low.
Yeah.
Going back to the gas, by the way, they borrowed the car and put you on empty.
Yeah.
Man, that ain't good. My wife the other day, daughter borrowed the car. Wife the next morning, dropping our kid off at school. 7 miles.
Oh, 7 miles to empty?
7 miles to empty.
Oh, boy. I've never seen it that low. Usually it just says low at that point.
Right. That is the first thing you have to do is get gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go across town to do that. Like,
no.
Maybe to school a couple blocks away, but man, you got to get gas now.
Mm-hmm.
When they ask you to take their car to get like an oil change or something like that, or you can do it yourself.
You could, but sometimes it's I enjoy doing that for the girls. Like
enjoy doing it. I'm talking about taking it to a place to get it done.
Right. Yeah. Either I'll do it, or if I don't have the time, I will take it to the local lube and oil shop.
Yeah.
And get the oil change for them, fill up their gas. Hey, Lucy, be safe on the way to school.
Right.
It is a nice thing once in a while.
Yeah. So you have, do you have all of them home this summer, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're all home. Yeah. Lucy came back, her freshman year was good. And we had the conversation when she returned. Mm-hmm. I know it's not going to be as fun as it is being at college. And I know you may not agree with my rules. They're different for you than they are for everybody else, but there are still rules.
Correct.
Yeah. And I do believe in the near future, there may be a summer apartment between two of the older ones, only because they might not like dad's rules.
Ooh. Wow.
They're always welcome. And I try and make it as easy as possible, but
summer apartment. Wow.
It's a possibility. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Is she working this summer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's working at a local restaurant there in Plymouth. Same place she worked last summer.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But as she's in nursing school, she doesn't have all the requirements yet to get something at the hospital that she thinks will be, helping build the resume.
Okay. All right. AJ Hinch joins us next. Here's Luke with the update.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.